BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts. Scott Mills.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits Podcast with Chris Stark.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Friday podcast. So this is the podcast at the end of the week for the Scott Mills Daily. We sort of mop up everything that we might have missed out in the week. And this time we thought we'd do something a little bit special. We thought we'd get some of you guys on just to ask questions, offer feedback from stuff we've done this week, good or bad. And we'll just take it from there. We'll do it a little bit differently. Producer Will is here as well. He can take some of the slack if you guys are just ringing up to complain. Think of it a bit like Points of View meets the Scott Mills Daily. We thought we'd try something new this Friday. You good, Will?
I can't believe it's me that's going to take the slack.
I know. What microphone are you on?
One. The one that you're normally on.
There we go. Yes. Right. So Producer Will's here. The mics are on. Ready to go. Who's first up? We've got Garin. Hello, Garin.
Hi, are you all right?
I'm good, mate. Yes. Have you enjoyed the show this week?
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, it's been good.
Good? Yep, very fine. and do you have a sort of favourite bit or a question or anything like that?
My favourite bit of the week is actually with Scott, who's going to do the Welsh Arch Latham on Saturday.
Yeah, very excited about this. So in case you're sort of not up to date with the podcast, the plan is for Scott to perform the National Anthem of Wales at the Rugby this Saturday when they take on Ireland. I should say, he's not going to be the one on the pitch. He's not the Catherine Ryan in this situation. He's just going to be someone in the stand. Although, we're kind of... Catherine Ryan. I just said Catherine Ryan. What's her name? Catherine Jenkins. Yeah, he's definitely not going to be the Catherine Ryan, although that was a great innuendo bingo this week. We'll go on to that. No, he's not going to be Catherine Jenkins. It's crazy, really, because I take it you've been to a rugby match before, right, Garin?
Yeah, I've been to many, yeah.
So singing the national anthem isn't really a sort of as much of a big deal. It's like it's lovely when it happens, but it's just part and parcel of the game. The thing is with Scott, I can tell you, he's really paranoid about having to do it. He's overthinking it.
Nah, he shouldn't be, man. It's the best national anthem in the world, so he should be excited to do it, really.
Have you enjoyed him learning it, or did you find it, like some people said, offensive on a number of different levels?
I wouldn't say he's offensive. I think it's great to see an English person actually just singing a proper national anthem for a change. But, he needs to learn exactly in the right words. So as long as he gets them right, I think he's fine.
I think he's going to be good. And also, I can tell you that we were in the pub last night and we've been chatting to him today, and he's been getting DMs from all sorts of people, from the military guards to... What was the other one, Will, that he got today? He got someone DM'd him today.
Nigel Owens,
yeah, the referee, slid into the DMs there just to say that he was very impressed with the singing.
Oh, good. Well, Nigel's a good example for Welsh rugby as well, being a referee, and so he's going to impress a lot of people, I think, on tomorrow.
Did you enjoy Shane Williams on the show?
Yeah, it's always great listening to Shane. He's a Welsh legend, so it's always great hearing his voice on a radio.
I think he was one of the best guests we've ever had, just in the sense that he's, like, you know, very credible, not a reality star, and, you know, he's actually sort of a true hero. All right, Garin, well, look, thanks for your call. So what I thought I'd do now is play out a bit of our chat with Shane Williams, and then in case you've missed it, I'm going to play Scott's version of the national anthem. But I'm pleased you enjoy it, Garin. He's on the right lines, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, definitely. Yeah, it's time to go out and smash it. All right. Tomorrow, and it'll be great.
Well, everyone listen out to it. I'm sure it'll be all over socials. Oh, Garin, before we lose you, do you mind just rating the show, how it's been this week? Let's go for out of 10.
Well, let's say a 10. Go on,
I've got to
give it a
10. Ah, go on, Garin. I think you're lying, but all good. Anyway, enjoy this.
The record try scorer for Wales, Chris.
Shane, it's so good having you on. I don't want to dig out the calibre of guests that we've had on this show in the last couple of years, but to get someone like yourself on.
Ah, you're too kind, mate.
So, Shane, I'm coming to my first ever rugby match on Saturday.
Oh, good luck.
What do you mean?
Nah, look, I think if it's your first ever rugby match, the only problem is I don't know if it's going to get better after this. It's huge. This game on the weekend is massive. You're going to have a full capacity stadium, 74,000 crazy Welsh fans screaming. Ah, it's going to be amazing. You're going to absolutely love it.
Yeah.
That's it. It's a great sporting moment to be there, you know, and we're going to go on to Scott singing the anthem in a bit, but...
Do we have to keep saying that?
Well, it's why we're all here. It's why, you know, Shane's heard about this and wanted to get involved. We had someone on earlier, Shane, who described you as the Jay-Z of Welsh rugby. Do you think that's a fair description?
Well, it's the first time I've been compared to Jay-Z, I've got to be honest with you. But
but you'll take it.
I'll take it. I don't know if I'm meant to be flattered, but I'll take that one.
Scott Mills. Shane Williams, hello.
Hello.
It's come down to this.
Yes. Sure. Well, Shane, thanks for hanging around for this. So Scott is going to see out the show now by performing the Welsh National Anthem, his new favourite rugby team. I think this could be a real moment, and I hope he doesn't let you down, Shane.
Mm. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Chris, are you ready?
I'm more than ready for this, boys.
Shane, take it away.
Right, to finish the show, this is Radio 1. You're listening to Scott Mills singing the Welsh National Anthem.
My hand God van hard iron, honour me, glad by the cantorion, and walk your free.
I think we can all agree we're looking forward to Saturday with that one. Right, who's on the line now? Harriet, is that you?
Hello again.
Hello, Harriet. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Have you enjoyed the show this week?
Oh, the show's been brilliant. I've had a really difficult week, and to hear that Jeffrey took the top spot for the COP nomination, I'm very happy. Very, very happy.
Oh, Harriet, it's you. I've just clocked who you are. So it's your cock that we're naming.
Yes. Jeffrey took the top cock.
Okay. Well, firstly, before we go into that, because that needs explaining, you said you're not very well.
Yes, I've had a really difficult week. I've been off work, so I haven't been able to listen to the radio because I've got in the office, so I like really just listening. So I've been off work, and one of my friends tipped me off and told me that Jeffrey was in the running. And then I found out after that that actually he'd taken the top spot, which was really nice to hear.
Well, look, I'm really sorry that you've not been feeling too strong at the moment, and don't worry about missing the show. I feel bad that you felt that you had to say that you hadn't heard all the show this week. It's all good. So we've done this before with a snake, and the idea was we would get this cock named after whoever was the most deserving story. And you're right, it's now going to be called Jeffrey.
Yeah, so if there's anybody in your life that's a liar or a dirty, dirty cheat, call them a Jeffrey.
Exactly, yeah. Well, it's harsh because there'll be a couple of Jeffreys listening, most likely, and their name is now besmudged. Their name is synonymous with a dirty, dirty cheat of the world, and that's not good.
No, that's true. Apologies.
I think what we need to... but I think what we need to do next is we need to find another animal to name. I know producer Will here has been working hard on trying to get us a weasel, I believe it is, or a rat.
We've been offered loads, like a couple of rats, a weasel.
Cockroach.
A cow, which felt a
bit... A cow?
Yeah, the whole farmyard.
It's got to be an animal that is sort of... I think rat is a good one.
Rat's a great one. Have you got, have you got any rats?
It's me, a cow, something horrible.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We can't have people nominating someone to a cow. It doesn't sort of... I like that we can have this meeting right now to decide what it's going to be. It's kind of what the podcast is all about, I think.
I think a rat or a weasel's best.
Sidebar, I've got rats in my house at the moment. We've not really talked about this on the actual show, but I've been boring everyone silly in the studio because I have to keep darting out for phone calls with the rat catcher or whatever they're called. By the way, Harriet, I'm on my third rat catcher at the moment. So I had two. They came in. They just laid some traps. It wasn't nothing. They're still there. The rats are still there. So I had to go kind of nuclear on the situation. And this company's come in and they've put like cameras everywhere. It's awesome.
Very sure systems or something like that.
Yeah, the rats are on. So, yeah, we could name, maybe that's what we could do next week. We could name one of the rats. However, I don't plan on them hanging around very long to name.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say, Harriet, is that Mary, who offered up the cockerel, who actually owns the original cockerel, her cockerel is now named after your dad. And
I feel like I need to meet her or I need to offer my thanks, because if it wasn't for you guys at Radio 1 and Mary, I would never have got closure on what happened as a child. So I've released a number of years of stress and sadness, and I feel like I move forward now.
That's lovely to hear. Well, look, if anyone listening to this is like Harriet and actually missed this earlier in the week, what we're going to do now is play a bit of the Cocknom itself and our chat with Mary, who is the owner of Jeffrey.
Hi, how
so,
are you?
Yeah, we've made the decision, but I understand you were busy earlier, right? What were you doing?
We're lambing at the moment. So I was, lambing some sheep.
Of course
we've got
you
lambs popping out everywhere at the moment.
Literally popping out everywhere.
Yeah, we've had some amazing stories with this, though, Mary. Cheats, liars, all sorts of stories.
Yeah, I mean,
I
so many.
I was listening yesterday, and some of them were really bad.
I know.
They?
But just to let you know, because you weren't around earlier, we've decided to call your cockerel Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Where's Jeffrey at the moment?
Well, he's just... I'm just looking at him out the window at the moment. He's out in the field, so...
Okay, we'll say hi.
Yeah. Okay, I will. Yeah, he looks like a Jeffrey.
Well, he is now.
He is now, yeah.
The reason your cockerel's called Jeffrey is because Harriet nominated her dad. That's his name, and this was the story.
Jeffrey is my biological father, and he actually had an affair with our next-door neighbour, who also was our babysitter.
Oh.
Oh, my word.
He actually used to go out to snooker. And rather than heading down to the snooker club, he would just take his cue down to the car park at the end of the road.
Classic.
Hide his way back up, and he was probably shooting balls next door.
Sorry. That's amazing.
Right, so there we are. It's called Jeffrey, and thank you very much for the offer, Mary.
Thank you. That's brilliant.
Yeah, Harriet, I've got sort of mixed feelings on this, because the one thing that sticks in my head is that this is a magnificent bird that is now slightly besmudged with the name of your father, who was, you know, knocking
He's
around
with
the neighbour.
Right, really.
Yeah, yeah. But look, anyway, hopefully it doesn't affect Jeffrey as a cock. But also, it's just given you that release, hasn't it? And you sound like by the sounds of it, it sounds like you're enjoying that.
I feel like a new woman.
Great stuff. Before you go, would you like to rate the show this week out of 10, although you haven't really been listening that much?
I'm honest with you, I've not been listening at all. And I was up at 4 o'clock this morning trying to locate said piece of material that said that Jeffrey was Jeffrey took the winner, and I couldn't locate it. So
rubbish.
Not great.
Well, you're breaking up a little bit, so shall we just take it as a 10? Yeah, 10.
Oh, 10 out of 10.
10. Nice. All right. Cheers, Harriet. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, bro. After the madness of last week and the lolathon, it's been nice getting back to the normal Scott Mills show this week, getting on with the silly stuff that we do. Because the last couple of weeks has just been manic. And even that little tour that we did before the lolathon, where I was in Muff and dancing Dick's Lane and all those kind of funny places, it's just been nice to get back to the normal radio show. I think my favourite thing that we did this week was on yesterday's Where Do You Think They Were? And what I love about this feature is even if there isn't all that much detail, I think me and Scott are so good at eking it out. And the moment it all went Titanic was one of my favourite bits of Radio 1 in ages. So in case you missed this yesterday, here is where poor Kelly had to hear how she was made by her dad, Tim, and involves a footstool. Enjoy.
All right, Kelly, so do you have any idea?
I know my dad always jokes that it was his birthday present, so I'm dreading what he's going to come out with.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Birthday present.
So you were his present?
I assume so.
26 years ago.
Yeah.
And who are we speaking to today? Is it your dad who was giving the present or your mum who was receiving it?
Oh, this is already awful.
It is, yeah, it really is. So, yeah, you'll be speaking to my dad, Tim.
The giver of the present. Ish.
He'll be known as the giver.
Okay. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Are you ready to tell the story in all its detail?
Definitely.
Where do you think they were? Next. Scott Mills. Okay, we're about to play Where Do You Think They Were? I am armed with the sexy music, Chris, if that was what you would like.
I've got a good feeling about today, Scott. Let's get the sexy music on.
All right. Tim, it's over to you.
Well, 1993, I have my birthday off wherever I am. I don't go to work. Same with my wife, Liz.
Every year?
Never go to work. Every year, don't go to work on my birthday or her birthday.
Always take a day off. It's like a tradition.
But that's a lovely idea, actually, because, well, that said, I quite like going into work on my birthday because it's nice to be surrounded by lots of people who want to enjoy it. But, and you know, you can always go out in the evening. Why do you like to make a whole day of it?
My birthday's on March the 17th. Which is St. Patrick's Day. That's what we did. Because going out during the day, there's always something on in any of the pubs, restaurants, because it's St. Patrick's Day.
Well, it's going to become quite clear what you do with your days off, Tim, quite soon. All right, so we're in 1993. Tim's got the day off. What's happening?
So we went out, had a nice day, had a nice meal in a restaurant.
What had you eaten? Was it just a starter and a main?
During the day, we just went into just a pub and just had a quick bite to eat. And when we got back in the evening...
Dessert.
Well, that came later. And in the evening, couldn't decide what we wanted. So, big old romantic me, I said, we'll go and get a kebab.
Oh, lush. Oh, Kelly, this is really setting the tone, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, lovely.
Couple of bottles of wine later, decided to go into the living room. Put the music on.
Oh, what music?
Well, we just put the radio on.
So Scott Mills was on.
Was he born?
Yes. No.
And first record that came on was Hot Chocolate. It started with a kiss. Started with a
kiss. Hey, this is Scott on Radio 1.
It wasn't on.
This is Hot Chocolate, you sexy thing. Oh,
no, it started with a kiss.
Oh, sorry. Wrong one.
Any other songs on the radio, Tim, that you can remember from that time?
Yeah, it was Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Boom Shake the Room.
Oh, Kelly. Oh, no. Tick, 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 and then boom.
So what's going on at this point? The music's on. Have you eaten the food, or are you just about to eat?
We'd eaten the food. The mood was flowing nicely.
So you've had your kebab.
The wine has been devoured.
Wine's on. And then what's next? Puddings?
Well, we decided to wait for pudding to start off with. I think we went straight into the hors d'oeuvres.
Oh. Okay.
And things moved on, apart from the kissing and a few other things.
Oh, here we go.
And we decided didn't like the settee.
Oh, Kelly, you okay?
No, I'm really not. I don't know if it's a laugh or cry.
Kelly, shall I play a song so you can process this info?
Yes, please. Yeah.
All right, I think he's about to go in.
Back with you. Back with you in a sec. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. All right, we've got Kelly on the line. We've had a song to process that, okay?
Yes, yes.
All right, so your dad's in the living room with your mum, and they're moving now from the sofa. This is a moving situation.
Yeah, it feels like we're hitting a bit of pace here, Scott. So, sexy music, go!
Okay. Where are you now, Tim? I'm afraid to ask.
Kill me now.
The floor was too hard, so we thought there's a nice footstool behind us.
Not the footstool.
Not the footstool.
So hang on. So you've left the sofa. Let me just paint the picture, Kelly, nice and clear for you. They've left the sofa. It would have been some hideous old looking thing, I imagine.
Like my dad.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Lovely. Thank you.
But Tim, you've then ended up half on, half off,
yeah,
to the hard floor, and then you've spotted the footstool there. So what, yeah, do you say?
It'd be much better up here.
In exactly those tones.
In exactly those tones.
Hang on, what happened to dessert?
Oh. He's saving it, isn't he?
What are you having? Apple pie?
Spotted dick.
I can't remember.
Blancmange.
Trick or tart.
Profiteroles. Jam roly poly. Donuts.
Something creamy.
Squirty cream.
Fudge. Pudding. All right, so hang on. So that, anyway, puddings to come. You've suggested a move to the footstool, right?
Yes, I did.
So you've both ended up on or
on
around
the footstool. Yeah.
Is that big enough for two?
It was a big footstool.
I was going to say, this is like a Titanic situation.
Like, you could lift it up and put things in it.
I'll never let go.
Yeah. He's just hanging on from below there. Yeah, Scott, this is such a beautiful image that you're painting here of Kelly's mother there on a footstool.
Yeah.
Tim being the Leonardo DiCaprio in the situation.
Yeah, I think it's time for Celine.
Oh, wonderful. Doo-doo-doo. This is wonderful, isn't it? A slightly more erotic Titanic.
But instead of a door, they're in a footstool.
Yeah.
Clinging on for dear life.
Oh.
Jack. Tim.
I like the idea of this footstool slowly kind of moving across the living room, you know?
And Tim, at that moment, did you feel like you were king of the world?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's so matter-of-fact, Tim, isn't he? The way he answers these.
Yeah.
It's great.
King of the world.
Yeah, king of the world.
Jack.
Yeah. And pretty good job I'm not called Rose, really, isn't it?
Yeah. I think you probably nearly were.
Is that where things ended, would you say?
It did.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Listen to Kelly there.
Yeah, and then that was me present, and then 8 months later, because she was just over four weeks early, and we were talking, and I worked it back, and it was my birthday.
So it was your birthday?
It's coming up to your birthday this Sunday, and I assume you'll be celebrating it, won't you?
I will.
On the furniture there?
I'm nearly 60, so I think the furniture's a bit out now for me. Okay. My back will give way.
I'll be thinking of you on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, so will Kelly now.
Yeah.
Have you still got the footstool?
No, I'm afraid it broke.
Oh, no.
Kelly, it's all fine. It's done and you're a hero.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you so much for being on Where Do You Think They Were. It's all over now.
Thank goodness for that.
Will, what was your favourite thing of the week?
Let me consult my...
I've panicked you.
Let me consult my planner.
Bear with us.
I actually know what my favourite bit of the week was.
Yeah?
It's a really small one, but it was like Scott wigging out a bit about people not having enough battery yesterday on their phone to try and buy big weekend tickets. Like, he actually looked really stressed across the desk.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, why are you on 10%? Like, he wasn't putting it on. That was his... He was panicking that people 3 hours before, like 2 o'clock, before 5 o'clock when the tickets went live, had 10% and hadn't charged.
That's right. It was something I pointed out, and then I could see it cross his mind, and he was like, yeah, that's a good point, actually. Is everyone fully charged? Because then he kept mentioning it. And then there was a sly dig at one point to me where he said, to let you into a little secret, right, I have to borrow Scott's charger quite a lot. And it's a weird thing with him that I actually think it annoys him that he has to share a charger. But then he is always on his phone, so I suppose he panics about running out of battery. Look, it's been a really fun week on the show this week. We're going to be back Monday, And we've got loads of good stuff planned next week, including apparently the Ask Me Anything on Monday's show is one that I'm going to really love. That's all they've told me. So it means it's going to involve food or football, and I can't wait. Until then, have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Oi, big boy. Greg, your radio show is...
Thank you, Gordon.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion.
I believe dinosaurs did not exist.
Oh, come on.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download it from the new BBC Sounds app. That sounds fancy, doesn't it?